Hi, I'm Yona Stamatis, welcoming you to a special sneak preview of the upcoming Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra Simply Strings Concert, this Friday, 7:30 p.m., at the First Presbyterian Church in downtown Springfield. Joining me in the studio today are Maestro Ken Lamb, the orchestra's music director, and renowned piano soloist Alan Goldstein. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Maestro, what is on the program of this Simply Strings concert?
Well, it's a program of Tchaikovsky, Benjamin Britten, and Shostakovich. The orchestra will be playing the much-loved string serenade of Tchaikovsky and the Simple Symphony of Britten and the First Piano Concerto of Shostakovich. We say Simply Strings, but actually there's a trumpet solo in it too.
Lovely. And tell us a bit about the Tchaikovsky Serenade for Strings. This is such a beloved, famous lyrical work. How do we understand this as part of Tchaikovsky's larger oeuvre?
Well, it's interesting because it's such a wonderful work. And when, for me personally, when you started conducting big orchestras, and this is a work that you don't often come back to, because it doesn't get programmed in, you know, big concerts, because it doesn't have any wind or brass or percussion. You know, I was looking at the score a few months ago, and you remember how much you actually love this piece. It's just an incredible work. And the Tchaikovsky has, you know, everything Tchaikovsky about it. You know, great, great melodies and just lush string sounds and just wonderful.
And what a beautiful combination to add this to the program with the Simple Symphony by Britten. Now, this is a piece that I remember playing quite a few years ago with, you know, high school orchestras, college orchestras. But I think the title is misleading. It's actually not very simple at all.
It's not, is it? I mean, it's actually quite technical. I mean, it's simple because Britten, of course, wrote it when he was 20 years old. And in fact, I believe it's almost the same year as the Shostakovich First Piano Concerto,
yes.
1933, something like that. Yeah. And it's really quite wonderful. It uses these sort of old forms like fugues and sarabands and so on, and just made it kind of sound fresh and modern.
And you mentioned that this was composed in the same year as the Shostakovich Piano Concerto Number 1, which is probably going to be perhaps difficult for our audiences to believe when they hear both pieces. I'll turn now to our piano soloist. Can you tell us just a bit about the Shostakovich, perhaps introduce it for an audience member who's never heard Shostakovich before?
The Shostakovich concerto is in some ways unlike any other concerto. And, you know, as the maestro pointed out, having a trumpet as a soloist as well. So it's almost everything Shostakovich does in this piece is pushing the envelope and experimenting and trying out things that haven't been done before. It's a work of incredible imagination and audacity. So we have a piano, a string, and a trumpet. Why a trumpet? Well, you know, because he's also expanding the whole gamut of adjectives that you would associate with music. Suddenly music can be sarcastic. It can be cynical. It can have a lot of passion on the one hand, but an incredible sense of humor on the other hand. So, you know, I don't think you associate necessarily 19th century music with sarcasm or cynicism, but here is the 20th century and we are experimenting with some things which are new. Obviously, people like to associate the works of Shostakovich with what happened in Russia at the time and history. At the beginning of the 20th century, you know, when the music world was so overwhelmed with high romanticism, the composer were trying to get as much as possible away from European German music. But I think in 1933, we have what's called neoclassicism. So, you know, the piece starts with a quotation from Don't Tell Anyone, Appassionata by Beethoven. And it ends with another quotation that you shouldn't tell anyone, the Rage Over the Lost Penny by Beethoven. So the composers are not afraid anymore. And they kind of learn how to take, you know, this great tradition of you know, 19th century European music and just show it in totally new light, very imaginative, very provocative, humoristic, passionate, very extreme in a most profound way. And it's also a piece that you don't only hear, I think you also need to see. Mm. There's something quite extraordinary about it.
Perhaps the most difficult element of putting this piece together, the orchestra part, is so difficult. The solo part is also very difficult. And then there are moments where the two have to line up absolutely perfectly in certain spots. And just the coordination, I think, of both ensembles and soloists is a particular challenge. Is this a piece, I know you have an extraordinary performance career and recording career, is this a piece that is programmed often?
Not often enough. And maybe because some people are afraid of you know, Shostakovich, but wherever I did play it, I mean, the audience reaction is very enthusiastic. It's like, you know, they might be slightly suspicious at the beginning, and then they kind of learn, like, we actually enjoy that. That's fun.
It's also funny. Will we be able to understand some of the humor?
No question. No question, especially when the piano needs to bang on all the notes but one, I think, in the middle of the fourth movement.
I certainly can't wait for this concert. Thank you so much for taking the time out from what I imagine to be a very busy rehearsal schedule this week. For those of you listening at home, do be sure and join us this Friday at 7:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in downtown Springfield for the Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra concert featuring works by Britten, Tchaikovsky, and Shostakovich, and two brilliant soloists, pianist Alan Goldstein, and the ISO's very own trumpet virtuoso, Amy Gilreath. For tickets, visit ilsymphony.org. I'm Yonah Stamatis. Thank you for listening. I'll see you at the concert.